Guided disruption is a term coined by an Amdocs team and is currently going through the trademark process. Make it amazing. Make it go. Make it diamond. Make it amazing. Make him clap. Make him jelly. Make it amazing.
Welcome everyone to a new episode of Your Career is Choice or Chance, Gen AI in the Workplace. I'm your host, and I'm thrilled to be back with two familiar guests, Mike and Yael. And I'm sure when we started this journey of career choice and chance, we had a great success in the season one. And as we are moving to season two, the third episode, we are going to talk about a very interesting topic, guided disruption. Now, you must be wondering in your heads, what does guided disruption mean? Today, I'm really excited because the two people, Yael and Mike, who conceived this thought, how the world will look like when everything is disrupting, and if we have to adapt, we have to be guided around it, are the ones who actually thought about it and coined it. So you are going to meet the pioneers today. We will be diving into Gen AI and how does it really help us to move forward in this world of disruption with the concept of guided disruption. Now, before I start, I'm sure you remember we have already a co-host, Alex.
Thank you, Ritu, and welcome Yael and Mike. I'm here to explore the world of guided disruption with you all, and I can't wait to see where our discussion takes us today.
I would like to start with you, Yael. Can you start explaining me what guided disruption means and how did this thought occur to you?
Sure, Ritu. Guided disruption is a term that we coined and are in the process of trademarking, acknowledging the fact that change management as it is not a term or a process that we can really apply in the Gen AI era. And the reason is change management assumes control. With guided disruption, we assume exactly the opposite. We assume that the disruption can only be guided. And the way we guide it is by deciding which topics we want to start working with. And these topics eventually create some connections between them and move at the speed of the disruption. We were inspired by the way that the large language models, LLMs, work. And we thought that the change or the disruption around Gen AI is probably taking after this. And this is the term and how we coined it and how we look at it.
And I think this really brings me to the next question to you, maybe, Mike, is that when you look at disruption, which the AI is bringing, and the element you were saying that rather than managing it, how do you really go with the wave and allow it to give you the highest results?
You know, if you think about traditional change management, this is a recurring theme, right? How do you make sure that change is handled and perceived well by the organization, right? How do you make sure that employees and stakeholders are able to adopt that change in a smart way, in an efficient way, in a way where they feel comfortable? A lot of that traditional change management really hasn't changed here. I think what we're seeing, though, is that with generative AI specifically and this kind of concept of guided disruption, you need to leave some level of autonomy in the adoption, right? Because particularly in organizations like Amdocs, where we have lots of different functions and lots of different groups doing different things, they're all going to use this technology in a different way. So we need to make sure that we, as an organization, as the people who are trying to help facilitate this change in a positive way, are making the benefits and the challenges clear to everyone. But it's not so simple. There are pitfalls. There are things you need to look out for. We need to make sure we're providing the right tools. We need to make sure we acknowledge the concerns, right? This technology does have bias, for example. It does have potential ethical implications. It does have data privacy and security implications. You need to understand all of that and communicate it well up front and on an ongoing basis, right? Because while each of these individual functions is developing its own approach to using generative AI in this context, they need to keep all those things in mind. And I think as facilitators of guided disruption, our role is to make sure that we share as much relevant information without overburdening the process.
You know, Ritu, I love how Mike was relating to it as facilitators, because I think that it is the only thing we can do, right?
And thanks for that, Yael, because this is exactly connecting me what I'm going to ask next. Because whenever you have such huge transformations or changes happening in the organizations, people are overwhelmed. Maybe Al or Mike, you can share any of the success story where you studied how the guided disruption through AI brought significant improvements or innovations in the company or the workflow or customer services.
So the first thing that comes to my mind is how we went about it with the learning, right? It was an immediate thing that we needed to get going. We started with some sort of an induction all across our enterprise, which is quite big. It's over 30,000 employees worldwide, close to 80 countries. We then tailored the learning to specific needs, the people who actually write RMA's platform and those that use it and others that use it in other professions, actually. And we built an excitement around it. We will end up with a hackathon later in the year where this will be a celebration of both the learning and also the understanding and the actual application of Gen AI into what we do. But I think that we were also busy with the sentiment and with the technology development itself, with data privacy and security. And another stream that was a very strong one, I think, was the use case stream. But I will let Mike speak about that, because that really connected to the strategy.
I'll jump on that, actually, because I think what I would consider traditional change management, we might set a path, right, and say, this is where we're going. We expect everyone to follow along, and we're going to provide you these three tools in order to help you get there, right? And we might provide some education or training or something like that. I think to Yael's point, we went a different route with this kind of guided disruption approach to generative AI adoption in and around the company, let's call it. And one of the things that I think was super interesting there, we opened the gates a little bit, let's say, on adopting tools in generative AI, right? So going out and using GitHub Copilot or going out and using Bing Chat Enterprise or going out, we didn't manage explicitly how everyone would use those tools. What we did is we said, look, here are the guidelines. This is what you can and you cannot do at a very high level. If you have questions, we provided resources for them to contact or to discuss those use cases. And what we saw happening was that we saw people building really interesting things. Like they went and they decided that on this specific task, they saw the potential for the tool to provide 27% efficiency in their day-to-day work, right? Let's call it one element of software development. And we actually learned from their experience how we could adopt that in other places, what tool they were using, what it would look like if we provided them, let's call it better tools, right? Or more tools in the future. This happened all over the place in the company. What we saw is that giving people the freedom to innovate with the tools led to use cases that we didn't even expect. We gave them the freedom to say, okay, what can I achieve? I'm the owner of this task. This is my day job. How am I going to get benefits out of this?
I totally agree. I think that people need to be invested and also field pioneers themselves to try out stuff within some boundaries, of course, in order to plot the way forward. And with an organization like ours that's very diverse also in the business models and in the technology used, allowing for that within the framework was like a very smart thing to do.
Great. I think the two components which are very important here is that first, how do you allow people to take the charge and lead it, but at the same time ensure that they are within the boundaries and they are doing it in the best possible way. So in your eyes, Mike, how does the AI-driven disruptions we ensured are aligned with the company's goals and values? Are they not going haywire? And what are the strategies we use to maintain that alignment?
As a company, and we always refer to ourselves as building these kind of carrier-grade mission-critical solutions. So everything we do has to meet a standard. And I think that type of thinking is also influencing our approach to using generative AI. They understand the need to build these super scalable capabilities that are sensitive about data privacy. Generative AI introduced a new angle, kind of brought this new dimension around this bias issue in the data, which is when you're creating something with generative AI, all of a sudden it can introduce something you didn't even think of. If, for example, we're using generative AI to help our customers build a solution that is a better fit for customers in a certain geography, they're targeting the New Jersey metro area and they want to target a certain demographic in terms of age and income. This is not an uncommon practice today. Generative AI stands to accelerate that. But what you have to be careful about is that all of a sudden, generative AI has decided that because of the names of people in this geography, the package should be a prepaid package instead with a lower price point. it's subconsciously injecting this thing that you didn't consider, right? That you didn't even know would be a factor in the outcome. It's introducing this bias that you didn't even think about. So you have to be able to deal with that. You have to have the right guardrails in place to deal with that from a technology perspective. You need to ensure there's observability in the process. And what does that mean? It means that you understand at every point in the process how that decision is being made.
Thank you, Mike. And I think I can see it in the process, the way you both answered the questions, how consumed and how involved you were with this transformation as we were driving in Amdocs. Because when you hear from someone who is in the midst of it, you can actually make out how they see the things, which are many times very differently than what you read in the research around. But with that high level of engagement, I'm sure both of you are not forgetting, we have a special guest, Alex, today with us. So with that, I will turn on to you, Alex, for the last question.
Thank you, Ritu. Mike and Yael, are you ready for the $1 million question? As AI technology continues to evolve, how do you foresee the role of guided disruption evolving in the future? And what strategies do you have in place to stay at the forefront of AI-driven disruptions in your industry?
Wow, it's the million-dollar question, I think, Alex. You're challenging us. As we will evolve with Gen AI, then guided disruption will go on the double, right? There will be some projects or nodes, as they call them in the LLMs, that will die away and others that will multiply themselves. And actually, it's very hard to foresee. We started with 3 nodes, which became 8, which later became even more, but some of them already were not relevant as time is moving forward. So I'm having a very hard time to imagine this. I can only say that it's so non-linear and round and big on the one hand, and maybe very, very simple on the other. So I don't know, we'll wait and see. And together with you, extending us, we'll create something and pave it towards the future.
The project manager side of my brain is like having an anxiety attack, right? Because it's really hard to predict. I'm very interested, and I'm going to spin the table around in one of the next episodes on Alex to understand where Alex thinks this will go. Because for us, we predict with our own context, right? And Alex has a different view of the world. So I'm sure that will be interesting to hear. Generally speaking, on the strategies to stay ahead, I think this is, as you said, Yael, a million-dollar question in any context. Like any technology, we saw a massive amount of hype around this in the beginning. We saw huge predictions about the impacts to people. I also think that we're seeing real promising evidence of this technology doing what it's supposed to do, doing what we said it was going to do in the beginning. I think the rubber is hitting the road, and I think we'll continue to monitor that. And I'm excited. We're like in the beginning of the ride. I'm excited about where it's going
to
go.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mike, Yael, and Alex, for sure, for your last question. And I'm sure you will have your own notes, mental notes, whatever, which you will share later on. But I think what is important is here today is that it's not that we have arrived. We are evolving. And when you are evolving, what is important is be mindful what is going on around you. Take each step one at a time and see how can you perfect it when you move forward. And I am sure that the word guided disruption is going to stick on to the people, because it's also defining the new way how the change management is going to look like, which was more being managed. And here, how are we taking the charge and ensuring that we are managing it in a more proactive and a leader-led way rather than getting managed. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ritu. We had a great discussion. Thanks, Yael. Make it-